For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. Recent estimates by the U.S. Department of Education show more than 298,000 Arkansans lack basic reading skills. Many adults seek out help from tutors because they never learned how to read in grade school. However, a growing number of adults are participating in literacy programs for a different reason.
What I'm trying to do is have a normal life, do things I like to do.
Christina Randolph is sitting in a study room at the main library in downtown Little Rock. Most weeks she goes there and works with a literacy tutor to improve her English.
The first time I moved here was to work with a friend. She needs somebody to take care of her kids.
Randolph in many ways represents the new face of adult literacy. Foreigners who are fluent in their native language but need help mastering English now that they live in the United States. Randolph has been an Arkansas resident for 7 years since leaving her hometown of Sao Paulo, Brazil. She is fluent in Portuguese but still needs help understanding the words and phrases she reads and hears every day around Little Rock.
I feel this is a challenge for me, of course, but I think it's the best adventure of my life. Different culture, different people, different place.
Tutors with Literacy Action of Central Arkansas, a nonprofit that offers reading skills support to adult learners, have been helping Christina Randolph overcome basic language and cultural barriers for nearly 3 years. When Randolph first arrived in Arkansas, relying on other people for support was one of the biggest difficulties she faced.
In Brazil, I was a salesperson. I was a manager in Brazil. And when I came here, I was babysitter. And sometimes it was depressing to me because I was independent. I was free in Brazil.
These days, Randolph says she has no problem ordering at restaurants, doing business at a bank, and finding her way around town because of assistance from Literacy Action. The nonprofit even helped her craft a resume and find a new job.
And now I'm at Dillard's. I work in men's fragrances. My managers love my job. It's unbelievable.
Christina Randolph's journey is quite different from the women and men who sought support from tutors when adult literacy programs first started in Arkansas in the late 1960s.
I come from a long line of school teachers, and I just couldn't imagine a world where you can't read.
That's Betty Harp, an educator who spearheaded a movement in the 1970s to improve the work of literacy councils across Arkansas. For over 30 years, Harp has been on the front lines of helping adults learn to read in the state. While sitting in a recliner at her home in North Little Rock, Harp remembers her first time getting involved.
Actually, this first student came from the school district, and this woman could not read the notes they sent home about her children. And we went down to start teaching her. And then we discovered, truly, she could not read anything. Then we began to hear of others.
Betty Harp says she has learned over time that educators have to do a better job of teaching children so that they won't grow into adults who cannot read.
You may get three people in a room. One of them can't read at all. One of them can read on a second grade level and the other one on a third grade level. They come with the attitude, no one's been able to teach me so far, and I probably have something wrong with me. And to show them that's not true, it's one of the most worthwhile things I've ever done.
Back in Little Rock, Virginia Roy helps coordinate the adult literacy program at St. Teresa's Church. She works closely with Spanish-speaking immigrants who want to learn English.
Some have come directly from primarily Mexico. They all have some goal in common. They want to get better jobs. They want to do better at the job they're in. And in many cases, what we get are mothers who don't work or who work cleaning homes, so that it really don't have interaction with English-speaking people.
Right now, the parish has 6 tutors serving 15 adult students. All of the tutors have received training and education materials from Literacy Action. Virginia Roy says practice sessions even helped one student pass the U.S. citizenship test.
So many people say they don't mind that people from Mexico are coming here, but they wish they would learn the language. Speaking from experience, it's not that easy to learn a language. These people who are willing to put the time and effort into it, I take my hat off to them. I think, especially as an adult learner, it is not easy.
Yes, Christina Randolph agrees and keeps making progress with her studies.
I'm blessed because this is a wonderful program for me. I came here, I didn't know nothing about English, And now I have a normal life.
For the estimated 30,000 adults who live in central Arkansas and lack basic reading skills, Christina Randolph says help is available if you take necessary steps to get it.
You have faith and you know what you want to do, where you want to be, and you have to fight your challenges. And now I'm so happy.
In 2012, volunteer literacy tutors gave 7,000 hours of their time to help adult students in Central Arkansas learn to read. Literacy Action serves about 250 adults each year, and through one-on-one work, about 90 literacy tutors are changing the lives of adult students one word at a time. Malcolm Glover, KUAR News.